in the second half. Green Jackets took 2 out of 6 against the first place Mudcats back at the end of April at home. And for the first time in 2 years, they make the trip up here to Five County Stadium. Five County on its 34th season of hosting Mudcat baseball. They will only get to 35, leaving for nearby Wilson after the 2025 season. And the Green Jackets will look to make the most out of their penultimate road trip of the season. Green Jackets split last week's series at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the second time in a row they've done that against the Peckers. Green Jacket offense looked much better than it has as of late. Pitching was very solid, and nobody had a better outing on the mound than Garrett Bauman, who set a career high with 10 strikeouts to open up the series, and he gets the ball again tonight. Bauman 5-4, a 3.50 ERA, 17 starts, 82 and a third innings pitched. 6'8 right-hander who just turned 20 years old about 5 days ago, making his first start since his birthday. Got the no decision against Fayetteville. Only saw one run of support, and as a result, a game that the Green Jackets won did not go his way in the decision column. But a career-high 10 Ks, 5 2/3, 2 hits, a solo homer at the top of the order from Lucas Spence, costing him his chance at a quality start and his chance at a potential victory. But Bauman's been very high with the strikeouts as of late. He's got 73 and 82 and a third overall this season, but has struck out 6 or more in each of his last 3 appearances. Has not gone 6 innings since June 1st, but continues to be an important piece of this Augusta bullpen. In just his second professional season and first full chance as a pro, the 5th-round pick out of Hagerty High School has been nothing but consistent, and he'll need to be that again today against the playoff-bound Mudcats. Carolina won the first half, and they sit at 26-21 in the second. Regardless of how they perform down the stretch, they will already be into the divisional round of the Carolina League playoffs, which will kick off 3 weeks from today. Mudcats are 2.5 back in the North as it is. They have a chance to run the table and win both halves, which would likely have them seeing either the Fred Nats or the Salem Red Sox, depending on who would come in second. Carolina's seen a series of promotions, including half a dozen transactions this morning, but the man on the mound for them has been here since the beginning. 20-year-old Daniel Corniel out of Chivicoa, Venezuela, making his 19th start for the Muddies. 3-5, a 4.7 ERA. Pitches to contact well, just under a strikeout per inning. A few walks early in the year. He's gotten better with his command as the season goes along. Corniel seeing the Green Jackets for the second time, took a no decision way back in April. 1 start, 3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, and 3 walks. Green Jackets threatened against Corniel, but couldn't quite get the job done to increase a truly large outing. Now we take a look at those roster moves for the Mudcats. First and foremost, the release of catcher Satchel Norman, the only one out of the 6 moves, who is no longer with the ball club. Josh Timmerman was promoted to High A Wisconsin, a right-handed pitcher. Another righty, Jose Nova, was placed on the injured list, and those are the 3 that are gone. Jose Acosta, who's been up and down on the Mudcats roster a couple times this season, joins the infield from the High A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Reliever Harrison Calzadilla comes off the 60-day injured list. He's been out of commission for a while, but he adds to a bullpen that does not have a ton of arms in it to begin with. The Green Jackets have 17 healthy pitchers, Carolina just 13. And we will also see the only 2024 draftee on the roster so far for the Brewers affiliate, and that's 4th-rounder Marcos Dingus. Dingus out of Florida State will DH and hit cleanup in his pro debut. So that'll be an early look at one of the top bats that came to Milwaukee's profile this season. Carolina has not had good luck with their injuries. The health has been a key concern. Currently, 10 players on the injured list. They've had to utilize that 60-day far more than a minor league club would like to. And it's been especially apparent on the pitching side. 8 of the 10 injured players for Carolina come on the pitching half. It's players that are starters, relievers, closers, key contributors. It seems to not matter what kind of role you're looking for. Carolina has somebody on the shelf. Mudcats do have an offense that features 4 of the top 30 prospects in the Brewers organization among the top 5 hitters, including Yeferi Rodriguez, number 6, the highest-ranked prospect on the roster, leading off and playing center field. Green Jackets have been slightly better at home than on the road this season, but there's not a substantial difference. Carolina has been much better at home in the friendly confines among the high walls of Five County Stadium. One of the highest press boxes in the Carolina League. So we've got a bird's eye view for you in what's supposed to be an absolutely gorgeous week for baseball. 81 degrees and sunny right now. We're going to see nothing but temperatures in the low to mid 80s, light breezes and blue skies for the rest of the week as we continue to trickle down into the final few weeks of the Carolina League season. That what more could you ask for? Augusta will see two venerated ballparks down the stretch, Five County this week, and then after a seven-game homestand against the Columbia Fireflies next week, the Green Jackets will bring themselves one last time to Down East and take on the Wood Ducks in Kinston, North Carolina, before that ballpark closes down for good and the Wood Ducks move to Spartanburg. Green Jackets in their road grays. The Mudcats in the home whites with red trim and the red cap. Single-A affiliates of the Brewers and Braves meeting for the first time since the end of April. Jackets did not win that series, looking for their first road series victory of the season. When we come back, we're going to send it down field side, the band playing the national anthem, and then we're ready for first pitch of the six-game series. And we welcome you back into the press box here at Five County Stadium. Green Jackets going toe-to-toe with the Carolina Mudcats for the first time in the second half. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. You're listening live on the Green Jacket Radio Network, and we welcome you in on a beautiful Tuesday night in Zebulon, North Carolina, just 20 miles east of downtown Raleigh. Green Jackets split the series with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers last time out, and they turned to a very similar lineup as we saw in the series finale. Luis Guanipa leading off in center with John Heald, a shortstop, and Junior Garcia, the right fielder, right behind him. Pat Cloizzi cleans up in left with Titus Dimitru DHing after a night off on Sunday. Will Verdung back at first base after one game at third. He's been the everyday first baseman this season. That moves Mason Guerra over to third and hitting seventh. Colby Jones left Saturday's game early due to injury. He seems to be none the worse for wear. And he's back at second base hitting eighth with the catcher Harry Owen rounding out the order. Carolina has on the mound one of their most impressive arms season long. Daniel Corniel, the 20-year-old righty out of Venezuela with his 19th start. 3-5, a 4.7 ERA. Coming off a very good outing and a much needed successful outing. Last time against the Delmarva Shorebirds, six innings of one-run baseball came on the heels of allowing a career-high 8 runs against the Fredericksburg Nationals 2 weeks prior. Luis Guanipo will lead off. Corniel fastball, slider, and changeup primarily. And with the light breeze blowing straight in from center field, the series is ready to open up. Home plate Dominic Romero will put the ball in play. Corniel kicks and deals. And the first pitch fastball misses downstairs. A couple minutes late at 6:32, we begin on August the 20th of 2024. Guanipa in center field today takes ball two outside. Back-to-back misses against the 18-year-old right-hander who's usually ultra-aggressive at the top of the order. He gets something here. He's swinging away. Corniel goes to the breaking ball for the first time, and the slider's on the inside corner. Corniel likes to work quickly out of the windup from the first base half of the rubber. 2-1 slider too far inside. Doubled up on the breaking pitch and left it to the arm half. Guanipa, great speed. Would love to get him on to lead off the ball game. 3 balls and a strike. Corniel kicks and deals. Fastball. Outside corner. Runs the count full. Yeah, baby. Dominic Romero behind the plate. Liana Ricks is the field umpire. Romero, a generally consistent zone. Payoff pitch to Guanipa. Fouled back, first swing of his day after 5 consecutive takes. He was right on the fastball with good run at 89 miles an hour. Corniel keeps himself consistent on either side of the 90-mile-an-hour plateau. 7th pitch of the at-bat to Guanipa. Bounce towards third, a backhand play in fair territory. The third baseman Baez gave up on the ball, didn't realize it was fair. He put it in his pocket, didn't have much of a play at first anyway. And Luis Guanipa is on with a leadoff single. Ball bounced right over the very edge of the third base bag across the line. And a little bit of showing up the umpire there. Juan Baez went over and made a little mark in the dirt of where he thought the ball crossed. Gets no repercussions. John Heel steps in, the shortstop. Corniel out of the stretch for the first time. Ball one outside with the fastball. Luis Guanipa is 4 of 7 stealing this year. But the Mudcats catcher, Blyberg Diaz, has a phenomenal arm behind the plate. Something to monitor. Runner on the move. Pitch is inside. Diaz's throw is a good one. The swipe tag did not make contact. Throw ran just a tad towards the opposite side of the base. Guanipa has steal number 5 since being called up after the All-Star break. Pitch was called a ball. 2-0 on John Heel. Heel, the shortstop, coming off his best week since being promoted. Hitting 228 on the year. Sweeping slider is strike one. So back-to-back at bats, Daniel Corniel has fallen behind 2-0 with the fastball and used a get-me-over slider to return into the count. Green Jackets, a man in scoring position to start off with nobody out. 2-1 to Heel. Outside too far with the slider. Only seen fastball and slider to start off. Heel's been very patient over the last couple weeks. Walked 5 times in 5 games against Fayetteville last series. Ahead 3-1, Corniel, short leg kick. Strike 2 on the outside corner. John Heel took a couple steps through the zone, thinking it was ball 4. And he'll sheepishly return to the right-handed batter's box. Right on right, Corniel looking for his first out of the game. Guanipa off of second, being held tight by Filippo Dottori. Downstairs with the fastball. Back-to-back batters reach a single and a walk on 2 early full counts. Green Jackets get plenty of looks at Daniel Corniel to start off, and Junior Garcia has a prime RBI chance. The defense for Carolina, Miguel Briseño in left, Yaferi Rodriguez in center, and Luis Castillo in right. On the corners, it's Juan Baez at third and Eric Batanti at first, with Dituri at second and the shortstop Daniel Guiarte. Blyberg Diaz behind the plate. Garcia, the first lefty to face Corniel, takes a called strike one with the off-speed pitch on the outer half. Junior 3-for-20 last week, also walked a couple times and had all three RBIs since he's been called up. Guanipa, Heal, and Garcia each came up at the same time after the All-Star break in mid-July. Fastball skied out of play on the third base side. Nothing and two on Junior. Garcia 6'2", 190. Bit of a long swing. There is some swing and miss in his profile, but has very good patience and lightning quick hands through the zone. 0-2 pitch from Corniel. And it was tipped off the mitt. Garcia barely making contact on the changeup, but got just enough. It deflected away from Diaz. There is a cavernous amount of space behind home plate, a very long backstop, and significant space down each line as well on the infield. Still 0-2. Corniel to the plate, inside and tight, ball one. Once you get to the first and third base bags, respectively, however, it's a sharp jut in. Both the bullpens diagonal across that line on the field of play, and then almost no foul territory to speak of towards the fencing. 1-2 pitch. Strike three swinging. Backdoor breaking ball fooled Garcia. A protective cut is not in time. Corniel's first out of the day comes via the strikeout. Three consecutive long at-bats between Guanipa, Heal, and Garcia. If nothing else, the G-unit is running up the pitch count on Corniel early. Here's Pat Cloizzi, the second out of back-to-back left-handers. Only two southpaws in the lineup tonight against the righty Corniel. Cloizzi takes strike one around the outside corner. 88 with the running fastball. Cloizzi out of St. Louis University is in left field today. Two on, one out. The 0-1 pitch from Corniel. Bounce to first base. Chance for two. Batanti to second for one. Return throw to Corniel is not caught. Corniel was able to knock it down. Pitcher was covering. With Cloizzi running quickly, it's nothing but a fielder's choice. Guanipa moved over to third and stopped there. Cloizzi enough speed to get down the line. Very nearly a rally-killing double play for the Green Jackets. Augusta 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. That's a trend they don't want to continue from the last couple weeks. Green Jackets have struggled mightily with men on. Here's Titus Dimitru. Pickoff to check on Cloizzi from Corniel is not in time. Guanipa extended his secondary off of third base. Not looking to advance too far. Corniel 20 pitches and counting in his first inning of work. First pitch to Dimitru is rocketed off the mask of the catcher, Blyberg Diaz. He goes down to a knee, and immediately Dominic Romero goes out to the mound to give the catcher some time. Diaz got no portion of the glove on that ball, direct contact, and with the old-school two-piece mask for the young catcher, it does not deaden the impact as much as you might like it to. Guanipa at third, an infield single, a steal, and a fielder's choice have moved him three-quarters of the way. Cloizzi with that fielder's choice on at first. 0-1 to Titus. Big swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Pulled the head off and came up with naught but air. Nothing and two as Corniel looks to work out of an early jam. Has a piggyback arm behind him. Trying for a scoreless first, 0-2. Cracked into right field, line drive, base hit. Titus Dimitru comes up big, shortens up, goes the backside, and the Green Jackets strike first. Titus with his second RBI of the season in game number 10. Green Jackets get on the board, take advantage of the early offense. Fastball stayed up and out against Dimitru, and he just went with the pitch brilliantly. Fell in front of the right fielder, Luis Castillo. Two on, two out once again for Will Verdung. First pitch slider at the top of the zone is strike one. Green Jacket leader in games played, plate appearances, hits, RBIs, and walks. Verdung has been everything since opening day. Fastball lined over the head of the third baseman and into left field. Getting the wave around as Cloizzi throw to the plate is cut off. Back-to-back RBI singles from Dimitru and Verdung, 2-0. Corniel getting ahead in the count, but then leaving that fastball up. Happened against both Dimitru and Verdung. RBI number 28 for Will. And as Blyberg Diaz goes out to the mound, the entire infield will join him. An early multi-run lead. Boy, we haven't seen one of those in a while for Augusta. The Green Jackets have had their share of big innings as of late, but rarely have they come at the top of the first. And already there's action in the bullpen for the Mudcats. Harrison Duro is the first man up. The projected piggyback arm is supposed to be Anthony Flores, who will be the Sunday starter. He's also one of just two healthy left-handers on this roster for the Mudcats. Three hits, a walk, and two runs scored in the first inning. Not done yet. 25 pitches for Corniel. Here's Mason Guerra, the third baseman out of Oregon State. Corniel, first pitch slider, low and outside. Guerra got his first two hits of his pro career in the series against the Woodpeckers. Also walked six times and drew an RBI. Dimitru off of second. 0-1 slider. A bit closer to the zone, but still beyond the confines. Dominic Romero calls it ball two. And now it's Morris Austin who's up in the pen rather than Duro. And Austin is tossing rather quickly. Two balls and no strikes on Guerra. Fastball gets the call in the outside corner. Mason stands wide open from the right side. Two-tone black and tan bat tucked across the right shoulder. Now cocks it into the air. Corniel 2-1 pitch. Inside and off the glove of Diaz. It skitters to the backstop. Both runners advance 90 feet. Two men move into scoring position. Dimitru up to third, Verdung to second. And now a base hit could make this a truly monumental inning. With two outs and being the trail runner, nobody's going to be holding Verdung on, and as a result, he can get a big enough secondary to score on almost anything to the outfield. Three balls and a strike on Guerra. Pitch number 30 from Corniel is hacked back into the netting. Front door slider, Guerra's eyes lit up, and he hammered it, but straight back. Another full count for Daniel Corniel. That has been called a passed ball. On Diaz, his sixth payoff pitch, slider, check swing, appeal out, and he did go around. Liana Ricks from out at second calls it strike three, but the Green Jackets get two men aboard and bring them both home. Guanipa and Cloizzi score on RBIs from Dimitru and Verdung. An early lead to protect for Garrett Bauman.
The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Yoferi Rodriguez will lead off for the Carolina Mudcats. Baez, Batanti, and Dinges behind him. Filippo Dottori and Luis Castillo 5 and 6 with Guiarte, Briseño, and Diaz rounding out the order against Garrett Bauman. Team leader in innings pitched. 17 games, 82 and a third, a 5-4 record for Bauman. ERA of 3.5, coming off an outing where he struck out a career-high 10 batters in 5 2/3. Rodriguez leads off from the left side. First pitch fastball below the zone from the big right-hander at 93. Bauman fastball, slider, and changeup, 6'8", 245 for the 20-year-old. 1-0 to Rodriguez, bounced up the middle, and past the glove of Colby Jones. A leadoff knock for Yoferi Rodriguez. Rodriguez having a great year in his age 18 season, and that puts speed on immediately. Juan Baez now batting, the number 27 prospect in the system. Four of the top five hitters in this Carolina order are on Milwaukee's top 30 list. Baez at third base today. First pitch on the ground to Verdung. Snares it at first to second for one. Jones back to Verdung. A 3-4-3 double play. The early excitement from Rodriguez dissipates quickly. On three pitches, Garrett Bauman has two outs. Rest of the defense, Cloizzi, Guanipa, and Garcia in the outfield. Jones and Verdung on the right side. Heel and Guerra on the left. Harry Owen catching for the second game in a row. Here's Eric Batanti. First pitch fastball outside to the left-hander. First baseman drafted out of the California prep ranks last year in the third round. Still just 18. Inside ball two from Bauman. Light tower power for the 6'4 southpaw Batanti. He's played 15 games here in Mudcat country and already has six homers. Bauman the 2-0. Big swing tipped off the mid of Owen for strike one. It's 3:30 to left here at Five County Stadium. 3.65 to the gaps, 400 to dead center, but just 3.09 in right. A hitter's haven on the short porch for lefties. Bauman out of the windup, 2-1. Poked into shallow left field. Pat Cloizzi charging in the sunlight. Has the catch, a 1-2-3 frame for Garrett Bauman, and the Green Jackets lead 2-0 after one.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Colby Jones will lead off the bottom of the second. First pitch coming from Daniel Corniel is a slider on the inside corner to the second baseman. Corniel needed 30 pitches to get through inning number one. Allowed three hits and two runs. 0-1 to Jones is a breaking ball on the outer edge. Quickly 0-2, gotten a call on both the inside and outside corner to start off. And Colby's behind the eight ball. 3-for-12 last week, hitting .320 on the early parts of the season. Outside ball three, third straight breaking ball. Colby, one of just two collegiate position players drafted this year by Atlanta, got taken in the 13th round, has played second and short, and both very well so far. 1-2. Inside, 2-2. Fourth straight slider, and Colby continues his run of patience. Hasn't showed a swing yet. Evens the count on Corniel. Out of the windup, 2-2. Fastball bounced softly towards third. Baez charging in the bare hand, no throw. Back-to-back innings for Augusta. Start out with a leadoff single. Guanipa did it in the first, stole second and scored. Jones has great speed from the side as well, and you have to wonder if he'll be thinking about going in motion. The final man to see the starter, Corniel, is the catcher, Harry Owen. 20-year-old backstop, hitting 206 on the year. Had a big two RBI single in the series finale on Sunday. Green Jackets dropped that game by a score of 5-4. Right on right, Corniel back out of the stretch. Fastball, strike one at the knees. 88-89 is the consistency for Corniel. He has not gone 90 or above, according to the stadium gun, high above the video board in right center. Pickoff move checks on Colby Jones. He's in safely. Colby's 1-for-2 stealing, and the one where he was unsuccessful, he overslid the base. Blyberg Diaz catches about 36% of runner stealing. That's elite. Jones is on the move. Fastball called strike. Throw on target. Out. Jones is caught for the second time, and no sooner do we speak of Blyberg Diaz's defensive prowess than Jones is returned to the dugout. So it will not be a complete remake of inning number one. Colby is the first out of the frame, and the count's 0-2 on Owen. Harry was taking all the way on a center cut fastball to allow the runner to try to score, or try to advance, pardon me. Now he's behind nothing and two. Slider poked foul by Owen. He stays alive. Sun setting directly behind center field. It's a very high seating bowl, so the shadows come into play early. Entirety of the infield draped in darkness. Fastball driven down the right field line. Long run for Castillo, but it hooks out of play. We don't know the exact height of the fence, but it is very tall from left center to the central portion of right field and then drops down at the shortest piece. Remember, it's only 309 to right, and it is a low fence of about 9 feet. It's also very high in the left field corner, but does shorten where the video board is in left center. Got all that? Good. 0-2. Check swing, appeal to first, and Harry Owen did not go, held off on the changeup. First right-on-right change we've seen from Corniel so far. And he yanked it a tad, 1-2. Owen continues to battle. Slider called strike three, outside corner. Owen held up, but it was in the zone regardless. And with the caught stealing in the K, two up, two down in the second. Corniel a chance to bounce back after the 30-pitch, two-run first. Luis Guanipa had the infield single that hugged the third base line last time. First pitch swinging, tips the fastball into the mitt. There's 90 for the first time. And Luis took a huge uppercut on that one. Guanipa tight to the batter's box. Slider bounced foul straight back. Guanipa was out in front of that breaking ball. It was a tale of two first innings. Corniel 30 pitches, Bauman just 7. Corniel shakes once, likes what he sees on the 0-2. Coming home to the slider. Strike three called, a late decision from Dominic Romero, but he rings up Guanipa. Three strikeouts in two innings for Daniel Corniel. He goes 1-2-3. Green Jackets remain in front. You're listening live on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Garrett Bauman allowed a leadoff single to Yoferi Rodriguez, immediately snuffed that out with a double play, and received an F7 off the bat of Eric Patanti in a 1-2-3 first. And here is the professional debut of Marco Dingis, the only draftee from this year's allotment on the roster so far for Carolina. Fourth rounder out of Florida State is the DH. Right on right against his fellow Floridian Garrett Bauman. Outside, 1-0. Dingis, Florida State by way of Tallahassee Community College, originally out of New York, and split his high school time between Virginia and Florida. Fouled back on the fastball, 1-1. Dingis did not do anything but hit at Florida State. Had one game in the field at first base, everything else the DH, but he had 15 homers and drove in 67 RBIs. Great pop from the right side. 1-1, chopped down the third baseline, hit once off the plate, and rolled harmlessly towards the third base coaching box. Dingis got his feet wet in the Bridge League in the Arizona Complex. No official stats, but games essentially inner squads between teams. Bauman 1-2, outside with a sharp slider. Secondary pitches have improved for Garrett Bauman as the year has gone on. So has the velocity. Just everything about Garrett looks more comfortable than when he last saw Carolina. Big righty from the windup. 2-2. Line through the right side. Base hit. Well struck baseball. And Marco Dingis has his first professional hit. The Carolina dugout clamors for the baseball. Bauman will toss it aside. A bit of frustration. No pitcher likes to be the one to give up the first. Leadoff single for the second inning in a row. Filippo Dottori, the second baseman, only switch hitter in the lineup today out of four on the roster. Bauman out of the stretch. Fastball, strike one outside corner. Dottori hitting 202 on the year. Played in 52 games so far. A lot of ground balls, but very good speed. He can beat out a double play if you give him the chance. One strike pitch is bounced to the left side against the shift. Heels only play is at first, and it's past Verdung and towards the wall. Heel underneath the mitt of Will Verdung on the short hop. That allows Dingis to go first to third and Dottori to reach. John Heel was playing up the middle. Guerra was at a traditional third base slot. So there was a ton of space, and although it was softly hit, it got past Guerra. Heel made a phenomenal effort going to the backhand, but the ball short-hopped under Verdung's glove. Expected to be an infield single and potentially a subsequent E6. There is no E6. They're going to just say single. But back-to-back men reach. First and third, nobody out for Luis Castillo. Left-handed hitting batter. First pitch from Bauman. Swung through for strike one. Dottori, 4 of 6 stealing. He has good quickness and solid instincts on the baselines. Bauman, 0-1, is upstairs. Guerra's halfway in third. Now he'll back up a tad. Verdung holding the runner. Dottori on at first. Green Jackets would rather turn a double play then give up the base hit. They'll trade two outs for one run. 1-1 to Castillo. Swings underneath the high fastball. Bauman living 93-95. Second start for Garrett against Carolina. Went six scoreless and got a no decision when the Mudcats came to town at the end of April. A game the Green Jackets lost. They were leading 3-0 entering the ninth and gave up a 5 spot. 1-2 pitch. Strike 3 swinging. Fastball on the inner side, and Castillo is the first strikeout victim of the day for Bauman. Nothing but the muscle from Garrett. Fast, faster, and fastest disperses Castillo. Now starts a run of 3 consecutive right-handers to round out the order. Daniel Guiarte, the shortstop, will be the first. 2-0 game for Augusta in the bottom of the second. Fastball at the knees, strike 1 on the right-hander. Mudcats with back-to-back singles to start off the inning. Dinges at third, Dottori at first with one out. Tying run on early. 0-1 to Guiarte. Sharp slider, strike 2. That breaking ball looks very good today. Changeup is usually the better off-speed pitch out of the two for Bauman. But the way the slider has looked against right-handers, that's something he could lean on today. Mudcats have 4 left-handers and a switch hitter, or 3 lefties and a switch, beg your pardon. Nothing and 2 on Guiarte. Bauman to the plate, and it's roped foul above the Green Jacket dugout. Five County Stadium, a capacity of 6,500. Hosted AA from its inception until 2011, and then High A until 2020. It's worked its way down the rungs. Another 0-2. Upstairs, ball 1. Good take from the right-hander. Ball club moved here in the mid-90s. Settled in Zebulon. Wanted to have the biggest draw they could have while not stepping on the toes of any other minor leaguers. This was the closest they could be to Raleigh and be agreeable to the Durham Bulls. 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses out. Was a AA affiliate that moved to Pensacola and became the Blue Wahoos in 2011. The Kinston Indians would then move here and take up the High A residency. Kinston now hosting the Down East Wood Ducks. Got realigned to the Carolina League in 2021. On the ground, base hit to the right side. Nobody in the same zip code, and the Mudcats are on the board. 3 singles in the inning, 2 of which have come with 2 strikes. Fastball caught a bit too much of the plate against Guiarte. He gets his 28th RBI. It's 2-1. Guiarte, another presence who's been here almost all year long. Hasn't been a ton of movement up and down the ranks in the Brewer system. The changes have often come due to injury. Miguel Briseño takes a first pitch fastball downstairs. Briseño and left today meant at first and second. Dottori was not able to advance past there. You also have speed at both bases. 1-0. Fastball, strike 1. Briseño started the hands from the right side but held up. Black and tan bat. He's choked up already on a 1-1 count. Wiggles above the head. Bauman the pitch, lined into right field and into the corner to the wall. One run will score. Guiarte getting the wave around third. Garcia was slow to come up with it. There's no play at the plate, and the Mudcats lead. A 2-run double for Miguel Briseño. The Mudcats continue to attack the fastball, and they have a big inning in the works in the second. Briseño, the 2 RBI double. 4 hits in the inning, 5 in total against Garrett Bauman. Blayberg Diaz is the final man to bat. First pitch slider fouled back. Diaz, one of 3 catchers on the roster and 2 in the lineup. Marco Dinges is officially listed as a catcher, but as we mentioned, he does mostly hitting. Diaz late on the fastball, nothing in 2. So it appears it's going to be one of these days for Bauman. Fastball, when it misses, is missing in the big part of the zone, and Carolina has taken advantage. Well-respected offense. 0-2 pitches upstairs against Diaz. Leadoff man Yeferi Rodriguez is on deck. Save for the infield single off the bat of Dottori that moved the runner first to third. Everything has been hit well. Breaking ball chased by Diaz for strike three. Second strikeout in the inning for Bauman. And every ball that's been hit has been the fastball. We have not seen the changeup yet for Bauman. Now on the second trip through the order, that could well change. Yeferi Rodriguez singled up the middle to start off the game. And Harry Owen is going out to the mound to talk to Garrett Bauman. And this could potentially be a stall tactic as well, as it looks like Anthony Garcia is getting up in Augusta's pen far earlier than they would have liked him to. Bauman, usually a presence you can count on to get you through some lengthy innings. Garcia tossing just in case as Bauman is at 24 pitches in the inning after a 7-pitch first. Things have flipped on their head dramatically. Still plenty of time, but both offenses have already shown the ability to create something against Corniel and Bauman. There's a very effective piggyback waiting in the wings for Carolina. First pitch to Rodriguez. Runner goes. Owen, a late transfer. The tag through the leg. Safe is the call. Miguel Briseño did not have any of Garrett Bauman's attention and just took the base right on cue. Mason Guerra made the catch behind the bag and tried to tag through his wickets. Nothing in one to Rodriguez. Popped straight back. Owen will chase back to the fence. It's into the second deck. Chance to double the lead with Briseño over to third. Carolina scores quickly, runs well. The pitching can be suspect at times, but more often than not, it's a very well-rounded ball club. 0-2 on Yeferi Rodriguez. Bauman will miss inside with ball one. Long inning for Garrett, trying to stop the bleeding here with the Mudcats up 3-2. Man at third, two outs. 1-2 pitch. High and tight sends Rodriguez to the seat of his pants as he ducks away from 95. Number six prospect in the system, just 18 years of age, and got challenged to come stateside this year. He's been up to the task. 2-2. Inside ball three. Scoreboard says 3-2. And Rodriguez is walking down to the dugout. That's three balls. That's only three balls on the count. And they've given him first base. If they're going to say he got hit, that's a different story. It did not look like he was. Well, that's very interesting. Runner goes immediately. Juan Baez fouls the pitch back. Either Dominic Romero did not gesture to first as a hit-by-pitch, he didn't gesture at all, quite frankly, or he completely lost track of the count. Nothing in one on Juan Baez. Changeup is knocked away 0-2. Talk about some bad luck. Bauman did not fight it, but he's now at 30 pitches in the inning. Based on what we've seen from the Braves player development staff, this should be the last batter of his inning one way or another. Nothing in two on Baez. Bounced up the middle. Colby Jones was shifted there. He steps on second for the out. But the Mudcats get four hits, led by the two-run double from Miguel Briseño, and take the lead for the first time, 3-2.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow?
The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store.
John Heel leading off the third. It's a 3-2 game. Carolina had all three of their runs come home in the second inning. Seven men hit and over 30 pitches were thrown. Heel, Garcia, Cloizzi for the Green Jackets. First pitch to John Heel is a fastball down the center. John walked back in the first, was retired on a fielder's choice out at second. 0-1 on the speedy shortstop is outside. Early on in the game for the Mudcats starter, Daniel Corniel has not had much control of the breaking ball. Fastball outside corner gets the call from Dominic Romero. When he has expanded, that's been the correct direction. Corniel ahead 1-2. Slider popped up out to deep left field. Looks like he just got underneath it as in front of the track. Briseño settles for out number one. The power alleys are very shallow here at Five County Stadium. And the shortest fence on the left half of the outfield comes exactly where the ball was hit by Heel. In steps Junior Garcia, the lefty. First pitch swinging fastball back. Corniel is throwing the breaking ball in the zone almost exclusively to the arm side. When he tries to go to the glove side, it's not even close. Change up outside, 1-1 on Junior. And if you go back to that previous inning, we are very certain that we had a five-pitch walk. A three-ball walk was granted by Dominic Romero. Fastball outside, 2-1. Yeferi Rodriguez reached on the pitch. Change up outside, ball 3 on Junior. But nobody called Dominic Romero on him. That's what was odd. Corniel, the 3-1, slapped out to left field. Defender started in, now drifting back. Briseño has both outs in the inning. Well hit by Garcia. Had the backspin necessary to carry, but Briseño was playing very deep. Returned to his original starting position for out number two. Corniel has retired the last six men he's faced, if you include the caught stealing of Colby Jones. Here's Pat Cloizzi. Fielder's choice and a run scored in the first. First pitch fastball outside, ball one. Cloizzi hitting 250 on the year, lefty against the righty. Corniel from the windup, outside with the off speed. Anthony Flores expected to come behind. Those are the two you want to see as eat as many innings as possible. Driven into right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. See how quick Rodriguez can cut it off. He does at the warning track. Cloizzi speeding into second for a stand-up double. Pat Cloizzi has now reached safely via a hit in five consecutive games. He's reached safely in all 11 games overall. And the tying run is in scoring position with two outs. Titus Dimitru had the RBI single in the first, slapped one out to right that fell in front of Castillo. Another RBI opportunity for him here in the third. In a 3-2 game, he can tie it. Corniel back out of the stretch. First pitch slider at the top of the zone. Titus got behind 1-2, saw a fastball outside, went with the pitch brilliantly. Cloizzi great speed at second, being lightly held on by Filippo Dottori. Nothing and one to the Green Jacket DH. Hard hit on the ground, foul, skitters around the bullpen of the Mudcats. Carolina in the home, white on white with a red Mudcat script across the front. Red and black cap above, Green Jackets in the road, gray. Black Jackets written on the front, green lettering and numbers on the back. Black cap with them as well. Check swing on the breaking ball outside. 1-2 is the count on Dimitru. Titus crowds the plate a bit further with two strikes, looking to bring home the two-out base runner out at second. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Went to the changeup, and Dimitru was out in front. 4 Ks in 3 innings for Daniel Cornielli. He has a lead for the first time. Bauman back to work, looking for a much shorter inning.
Getting your guaranteed max.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket.
3-2 Mudcats, bottom of the third. Carolina put up 4 hits and 6 base runners against Garrett Bauman in the second. Brought all but 2 home. Eric Batanti was the only man not to hit in inning number 2. He'll lead off the third against Garrett Bauman. First pitch fastball, check swing. Batanti held up 1-0. Eric Batanti flew out to shallow left field and is only at bat. 0-1 against Augusta, infield on the pull side with the shift. Bauman guides the fastball past the long swing of Batanti, 1-1. There's plenty of swing and miss in Batanti's game, but phenomenal strength as well. Ball and a strike, Bauman kicks and deals. Inside corner for strike 2. Batanti, 15 games, 6 homers, 22 strikeouts. The former a more impressive stat than the latter, but both worth mentioning. Outfield pinching up the middle. 1-2 on the first batter of the third inning. Bauman shakes twice. Now agrees with Harry Owen. Driven down the left field line towards the corner and foul. A well-struck line drive, but as we mentioned back in the first, once you get out towards the center point of the outfield, there is almost no foul territory to speak of. And in about the final 20 yards between the sidewall and the outfield fence on both corners, the line is right up against the fencing. 1-2 is bounced away on the changeup. Back-to-back foul balls to the pull side for Batanti. Lots of power for a young player. Carolina's got a lot of youth on this roster. Fastball inside corner called strike 3. Owen and Bauman get the call. Batanti disagrees with Romero. It's strikeout number 3 for Garrett Bauman in 2 1/3. Batanti set down. Marco Dingus in his pro debut. Singled and scored to start off the second. 5 runs and 10 hits through 2.5 innings. Bauman begins with a slider outside. Dingus, formerly of Tallahassee Community College, stayed in the city for Florida State. 1-0 slider outside corner to even the count. Dingus, a catcher by trade, that's what he's listed it as the roster, and the Brewers willing to give him a shot long-term behind the dish. It's not the first time they've tried that. and it's worked out before. 1-1 fouled back. Handful of scouts who didn't get to see much defensively from Dingus believed his future could be first base or a corner outfield role. He certainly has the arm for it. But Milwaukee letting him see what he can do behind the dish. 1-2, nubbed foul behind the plate. Dingus did primarily catch at Tallahassee and caught over 35% of base runners in his final season. Bauman ahead, 1-2. In the dirt to even the count. Filippo Dottori, the switch hitter, waits on deck. Good long at bat brewing for Dingus. Bauman from the windup. Chop back up the middle. Sliding stop for Colby Jones. The throw to first. What a play. Colby Jones continues to show off the glove. Went aside the bag towards the shortstop half. And takes away a base hit for Marco Dingus. Two up, two down. Colby's shown the ability to hit, the ability to get on base. That's been impressive. But the first things we heard about Jones were the glove. Everybody had rave reviews from the time he was drafted. And he's had merit to all those rumors immediately. Filippo Dottori takes a changeup outside for ball one. Dottori also singled and scored back in the second. An infield knock to the left side. 1-0, a late cut on 93. Dottori pulls off, evening the count. Bauman looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Off the inside corner with the changeup for ball two. Garrett still trying to find the rhythm on that changeup. Has not been as effective as it sometimes is. 2-1 pitch. Late swing, a late decision from Dottori. Ball ran away from his barrel. Ball and two strikes on the switch hitter. Bauman kicks and deals. Strike three swinging. Fastball up high. Two Ks and a 1-2-3 third for Garrett Bauman. And the score remains Mudcats 3, Green Jackets 2 after 3. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice.
Green Jackets have had a base runner in every inning so far. Two-out double from Pat Cluizzi last time up gave Augusta some hope, but Titus Dimitru struck out swinging on a brilliant off-speed from Daniel Corniel. Will Verdung leads off the top of the fourth. 3-2 score in favor of Carolina in the series opener. First pitch from Corniel. Strike one down the center on the fastball. Will an RBI single on a line drive over third. Brought home the second and final Augusta run so far. Pops up the fastball on the first base side. In foul territory, it's Batanti for the out. Back-to-back leadoff men retired in both the third and fourth from Daniel Corniel. Verdung's 1-for-2, and up comes Mason Guerra, the third baseman. Guerra struck out swinging to end the first. Righty against righty for Corniel, who has settled in nicely after a long and dangerous first. Fastball inside, 1-0 on Guerra. 30 pitches, 3 hits, 2 runs for Augusta in inning number 1. Held off the board in each of the next two. 1-0 on Guerra, slider outside corner. Breaking ball has looked better as of late for Corniel. Big sweeping slider with a lot of horizontal movement. The 1-1. Back to the slider, and Guerra's out in front. Took a little bit further off on that breaking pitch. 1-2 on Guerra, and he'll use his timeout. Green Jackets trying to answer back. Three runs in the bottom of the second for the Mudcats have them up by a run. The 1-2 pitch. Out to left center field. Rodriguez chasing. He will not get there, and it's a base hit for Mason Guerra. Off speed stayed up, and Mason Guerra just muscles it into the gap. One out single for Mason will put Corniel back to the stretch for the fourth inning in a row. Colby Jones had an infield single last time up and then was caught stealing. Chance to see if he can move Guerra further along. First pitch from Corniel. Bunt was shown, and the pitch went all the way to the backstop. Corniel just yanked the fastball, or at least we believe that's what it's supposed to be. Came in at just 86, and it was never close to the mid of Blyberg-Diaz. A wild pitch and a pass ball so far between this battery, and that puts Guerra at second, taking away the double play threat. See if Jones is still willing to square with the corners now in. Not squaring, the 1-0 is fouled back by Jones. Green Jackets are out hitting Carolina 6-5. Plenty of chances. Looking to make these chances count. Scoring position less than two outs. Guerra has adequate speed. Got to find a way to bring this tying run home. Slider popped up down the right field line, but Tonti will give chase, but quickly realizes that's about seven rows deep. Counts 1-2 on Colby Jones. Back-to-back foul balls on the young second baseman. Colby, just 20 years of age, originally out of Bonifay, Florida. Alabama kid as well. Corniel, the 1-2. Popped in the same direction on the first base side. This one further out of play. Colby continues to battle, and Corniel is now up over 70 pitches. Nobody moving in the bullpen for either team at this moment. Both have had relievers up in the past. Morris Austin for Carolina, Anthony Garcia for Augusta. Another 1-2. Cracked to second, short hops into the mitt. Looks at second, now going back to first is DeTurri, just in time for the out. Guerra was frozen between second and third, wasn't sure whether to advance or not, and the fact that it played close enough to a line out, although it was a 4-3, keeps Guerra from going to third. Colby cannot move the runner despite a hard hit ball to DeTurri. Guerra remains at second for Harry Owen. First pitch to Owen is downstairs. Harry struck out looking his last time up. One of five strikeouts for Corniel and one of two that were looking. 1-0 slider popped up behind second base. Guillarte and DeTurri converge. It's the shortstop, Guillarte, who has it in his glove. Green Jackets get a man to second for the second inning in a row, but once again cannot bring the man home. Still trailing 3-2 from Five County Stadium.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. you gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Garrett Bauman bounced back well from a shaky second with a 1-2-3 third. He's gone 1-2-3 in two of his three innings, but is on the wrong side of a 3-2 line on the scoreboard. Bottom four Mudcats have 6-7-8. Luis Castillo will lead off the fourth frame. As the Mudcats have a man warming in the bullpen, Anthony Flores, the 19-year-old lefty, is tossing. He could have the fifth. First pitch to Castillo is a called strike. Change up outside. Time is called. It was requested by the men in the bullpen. There was a baseball on the field of play. Had gotten away from bullpen catcher David Garcia. While Flores was attempting to warm up. Now Bauman the 0-1. Right down the middle for strike two. Castillo fooled on the changeup. Castillo struck out once already. Went down swinging. Bauman 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, does not induce a chase. Anthony Garcia has been up and stretching for Augusta nearly every opportunity, but has not thrown since the second inning. 1-2. Low once more. Back-to-back good takes. Four consecutive changeups for Garrett Bauman against Castillo. Two balls and two strikes on the first man to hit in the fourth. Bounced up the middle. Backhanded by Jones on the outfield grass. Crossbody throw. How many times can Colby Jones just make things look phenomenally easy? A Green Jacket infield that had a bit of suspect defense early in the year has made leaps and bounds under assistant coach Connor Justice this season. But Colby Jones, as soon as he got here, just took the offense or the defense to a new level. Here's Daniel Guillarte, RBI single last time up. Slider outside, ball one. Right-handed shortstop went to the backside, and once again, the hole is wide open between first and second. Guillarte, 6'1", 180 from the right side, facing Bauman, and he's late on the fastball to even the count. First year with the Mudcats for Guillarte, signed back in 2021 out of Cumana, Venezuela. 1-1 fastball is upstairs. 93 consistently remaining the velocity for Garrett Bauman. Just always keeping an eye on it. 2-1 slider, top of the zone. Bauman starting to work quicker and quicker as he gets comfortable. He has retired his last five batters. Evens the count at twos on the seven hitter. Harry Owen sets the target low and outside. 2-2 pitch, driven down the right field line, and it hooks out of play. When it's only 309 in the right field corridor, you always perk up a little bit, just don't know where the ball is going to end up. Hyder Ortiz is now up in the bullpen as well. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, ladled out to shallow right. Junior Garcia over towards the warning track and makes the catch. Breeze has died. It was originally blowing in from center here in Zebulon. It's just humid enough in the evening air that the ball is carrying a tad. More than you might expect off the bat. Two up, two down. It's Miguel Briseño. He's got the big swing so far. Two RBI double into the right field corner. Righty on righty. Bauman's first pitch of the rematch is outside. Junior Garcia had been playing way over towards right center in Briseño's last at bat. Now he's in a traditional spot. In on the hands, Bauman induces a foul ball to even the count. Flores continues to throw. We'll see if he's out for the fifth or if it's Corniel once more. 1-1. Strike two called on the outside edge. Briseño shrugs his shoulders in dismay. Will not use a timeout. Steps back in quickly. Widens out from the right side. 1-2 pitch. Strike three swinging. As wide as he got, he could still not catch up to the fastball. Garrett Bauman burns 94 up and in. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Garrett Bauman, 3-2 game.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
The Mudcats will indeed go to their bullpen and pluck out Anthony Flores. So the line is done for Daniel Corneal. 4 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 5 Ks. He cannot factor into the decision. This will be Flores's 4th appearance of the year here in Carolina. Each of them have come out of the bullpen in a multi-inning role. A 1.64 ERA with low strikeouts and even lower hits. Had a ton of Ks, but a much higher barrel percentage in the Arizona Complex League. So a new man here in Carolina. Luis Guanipa leading off the top of the 5th. First pitch swinging directly to the third baseman, Juan Baez. He'll charge and fire the length of the diamond. 1 pitch, 1 out to start the day for Flores. Guanipa continues to be aggressive at the bat, especially early in counts. Raben Corona is now throwing for Augusta in the pen. Anthony Garcia's up as well. John Heel likely to be inclined to take a pitch. Lefty out of the windup, inside corner with the cutter, it looked like. Opponents hit 291 in the complex against Flores, just 108 since being promoted. Heel over top of the fastball, nothing in two. Sinker and slider is what we've seen so far. One of two Flores is on the roster. Anthony getting the ball to lefty. 0-2 on the shortstop heel. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball called strike 3. Just locked up John Heel. Completely froze him. An impressive start for Anthony Flores. 4 pitches, 2 outs, including a 3-pitch K. He'll go left on left against Junior Garcia. Green Jackets looking to avoid their first 1-2-3 inning. First pitch slider off the inside corner, called strike 1 by Dominic Romero. Good frame behind the plate by Blyberg Diaz. Out of the windup, slider again, this one down the middle. Garcia's not seeing that pitch well at all. He's leaned out of the way of both, 0-2. Sharp twisting slider, Flores the pitch. Slider number 3 is a bit too far inside, but once again, Junior went diving out of danger. Slider especially tough on lefties for Flores. 1-2. Slider number 4 is strike 3 swinging. An 8-pitch 5th for Anthony Flores, and none of the Green Jacket hitters looked remotely close. 2 Ks, and halfway through the ballgame, Carolina remains in front.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia. Provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
yeah, yeah.
Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah.
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Raven Corona will take the ball in the fifth. It's a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. 3 runs, 5 hits for Carolina. 2 runs, 6 hits for the Green Jackets. Blyberg Diaz leading off against the righty Corona in his 25th appearance of the season. First pitch fastball, and Diaz is underneath it for strike one. Blyberg Diaz struck out swinging in the second. 0-for-1 against Bauman. Corona out of the stretch, high leg kick in home, and once again, Diaz is late on the fastball. Corona 94-96 from the right side, gets good ride at the top of the zone. Works a slider off of it as well. Nothing in two on the nine-hitter Diaz. Corona shuffles to a stop, black glove at the belt. Fouled away on the third consecutive fastball. Might as well triple up until Diaz catches back in. Garrett Bauman's final line score, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, and 5 strikeouts. Did not walk a batter. That one bad inning in the second got the better of him. 0-2 pitch. Slider tipped off the mitt of Harry Owen. And it looks like it went from mitt to maybe getting a piece of the bare hand as Harry came up shaking both wrists simultaneously. Diaz continues to fight to start off the bottom of the fifth, but he can only fight for so long. Chases the high fastball, and Corona begins his day with a strikeout. Each of the last 8 batters has been retired between Bauman and Corona. Yoferi Rodriguez has been on in both of his plate appearances, however, a single and a walk. Yoferi had that very odd 3-ball walk that was not caught by any of the umpires. Fastball, strike one on Rodriguez. Bauman threw ball 3 that made the count go full, 3-2, on a pitch that nearly hit him but did not. Home plate umpire Dominic Romero never pointed to first. Rodriguez just walked down there and was unchallenged. Change up, foul back, nothing in two. Up towards the suite level here at Five County Stadium. It's a mad dash for the baseball from some young fans. Corona ahead 0-2. Facing a lefty for the first time. Kicks and deals upstairs. Lefty's hitting 319 against Corona. Righty's 282. A 6.19 ERA for the right-hander. 1-2 pitch. Check swing rolled to the right side. Verdung will take it and then sprints to the bag himself. Had to dodge Corona to make the play, but got the out nevertheless on the 3 unassisted. An awkward excuse-me cut from Yoferi Rodriguez. 2-up, 2-down for Corona in his fifth. Juan Baez looking to be the first base runner since the second inning. It's the only time the Mudcats have had a base runner. Baez, pair of groundouts so far. Infield shifts to the third base side. First pitch to Baez, right on right. Swatted into right field. Long run for Garcia towards the line. It hangs up, enough for him to make the catch. A 1-2-3 frame for Raven Corona. He continues to look good out of the bullpen. Green Jacket offense will try to solve Flores when we come back.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Anthony Flores made short work of the fifth, a ground out and two strikeouts to retire the top three in Augusta's order. Green Jackets down by just one run, and Pat Cloizzi trying to start off a rally here in the bottom of the fifth. Left on left, first pitch fastball is outside at 87. Neither of the arms we've seen so far from the Mudcats, Corniel and now Flores, have thrown a pitch above 90, but both have been effective. 1-0. Same exact spot. This time he gets the call. A better frame from Blyberg Diaz. That's proved to be the difference tonight. How well can you receive the pitch? Determines the call. 1-1 slider inside corner. That breaking ball was dastardly in the top of the fifth. Striking out lefties and righties alike. 1-2 to Cloizzi. Slider tipped off the mid of Diaz to stay alive. It's a sharp and tight breaking ball that it appears Flores can control to both sides of the plate. He showed nothing but that slider to Junior Garcia. Another 1-2. Slider called, strike three off the inside corner. Another good frame from Diaz, and he gets the call. Three straight strikeouts for Flores. Diaz, a very good defensive catcher. The bat has come along as the season has progressed, but the mitt is always going to be the calling card. Titus Dimitriou, 1-for-2, an RBI single and a strikeout. Lefty against righty. Slider is strike one at the knees. Breaking ball has not been just for left-handed hitters. Righties have been flummoxed as well. 0-1 on Titus. Bit too far inside, despite another good frame from Diaz. Blyberg just doing his best on every 50-50 call. That one was not an even ratio. 1-1 bounce towards third base. Right on the line, snared by Baez. Running throw is low and picked out of the dirt by Batanti. Nice play on the back end by Eric Batanti. Good running throw from Baez as well. The corners combined for solid defense, and all five batters to face Flores have been retired. Green Jackets looking for a base runner to start off with two outs, maybe get some sort of rally going. Will Verdung, 1-for-2. Fastball called, strike one, outer half. Sinking fastball running away from the right-handed bats. Flores goes to the slider, and it's punched back out of play. Anthony wasting no time. He's rushing right into the windup, gets the sign he likes, and goes immediately. Here he comes on the 0-2. Slider called, strike three. Four strikeouts, six up, six down for Anthony Flores. He continues to be a problem Augusta cannot solve.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
We're on to the bottom of the sixth, and both offenses have been largely held in check. Augusta, 2 runs in the top of the first. Carolina, 3 runs in the bottom of the second. And all zeros everywhere but there. Mudcats remain in front by 1, facing Raven Corona for the second inning. Batanti, Dingus, and Dottori, the heart of the Mudcat order. Eric Batanti has flied out to left and struck out looking. 0-for-2 against Garrett Bauman. He'll be gunning for more success against Raven Corona, 23-year-old righty. Corona begins the inning with a fastball outside at 94. Corona, originally out of Cotuí in the Dominican Republic, signed back in 2019. One of the longest-tenured members of the Braves organization. Popped up on the left side and quickly into the bright red seats here at Five County Stadium. Evens the count on Batanti. Albert Rivas, Raven Corona, and Caden Morton all have been with the Braves since 2019. The former two out of those three, both internationally. Morton was drafted as a high schooler. Fastball ladled back 1-2. Over the roofing and out of the stadium entirely. It's our first time seeing Five County Stadium, and it is a bit disheartening to understand that this is the second to last season in which Zebulon will host baseball. Next year, the 35th anniversary, and they will not make it to 36. Corona, the 1-2 to Batanti, outside, evens the count. Mudcats have agreed for a new stadium to be built in Wilson, North Carolina, on the other side of Raleigh. Slightly larger metro area to draw from as well. Raven, the 2-2 pitch, popped up a mile high on the infield. Out towards the grass, Colby Jones, the second baseman, calls it off and makes the catch past everybody else. Silo shot for Batanti, makes him 0-for-3. Marco Dingus is 1-for-2, and he steps back in, having been robbed by Jones of a base hit last time up. Colby made a phenomenal sliding stop behind second base to take away what would have been Dingus' second hit in his pro debut. But the Mudcats, as we mentioned, have been here through different affiliates, different levels of baseball. First pitch on the ground to third. Broken bat for Mason Guerra. Long throw to first. 2 up, 2 down. It's a ripple effect as well, as Wilson is currently home to the collegiate Wilson Tobbs of the Coastal Plain League. No telling on where the Tobbs will go. They're in historic Fleming Stadium, which has been there since about World War II. Would not be an upgrade to go there for the Mudcats, so a brand new one in downtown Wilson must be built from the ground up. Switch hitter Filippo Dottori in from the left side once more. He's late on the fastball for strike one. Part of the PDL agreements between minor and Major League Baseball, there was a grace period given in 2020 after the contraction down to 120 teams as the 0-1 is on the inside corner for strike two. You had a X number of seasons to get your ballpark in alignment with the rules, regulations, and minimum standards set by Minor League Baseball. And some ballparks finding it's just cheaper to leave. Change up in the dirt for ball one. Good take by Dottori with 2 outs and 2 strikes. There are some ballparks that simply can't be renovated, changed, or added onto enough to fit in all the specifications and modifications needed. And that's where Carolina finds themselves. Sliced up the middle, heel a dive, can't get there. Dottori's got his second hit of the day. It's the first base runner issued since the second inning by Augustus pitching. And a man at first as the Mudcats look to add some insurance. 3-2 game bottom six. Carolina has looked very smooth since allowing the two runs back in the top of the first. Luis Castillo 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Right fielder will hit from the left side. Our final road trip of the year will be in Kinston against the Down East Wood Ducks. They're in the same boat. Fastball, strike one, outside corner. Not only are they moving, they're changing leagues and levels. That organization will become the Hub City Spartanburgers in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and join the South Atlantic League of the High A level. Corona, a high leg kick, 0-1 is on the inside corner. Ravens lost a bit of velocity in the last couple batters, 92-93 after being up to 96 last frame, but he's ahead nothing and two for the second straight hitter. Looking to put away Castillo. Instead, it's driven out to deep right field. A long run back for Garcia, looking up at the wall, and that ball is gone. Luis Castillo leaves the yard, and the Mudcats are up 5-2. A ball that just kept carrying towards the short porch. It went over the high portion of the wall. And Castillo has his team-high 16th homer of the year. Gives the Mudcats a three-run lead, the largest by either team today. Two-out base runners come back to haunt Rabin. First home run allowed since July 5th from Corona. Daniel Guiarte gets a chance. Single and a homer with two outs. First pitch slider is low. Guiarte an RBI single in the second, a line out in the fourth. Corona looking to ease back into the zone. On the ground is shortstop. John Heal to his left, sets and throws a bit of a high one, but the tag is put on by Verdunk. But the two-out single from Dottori extends the inning, and Luis Castillo, home run number 16, makes it 5-2 after six.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top of the seventh, first of six games here at Five County Stadium. My name is Noah Adcock-Howith. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Always a pleasure to be with you as we enter the twilight hours at 8 o'clock on the dot here on the East Coast. First and only trip to Zebulon this season. Mudcats up 5-2 as Mason Guerra leads off against Albert Flores. Anthony Flores off the inside corner with ball one. Guerra 1-for-2, singled and was stranded at second last time up. Flores has not allowed a base runner in two innings. Fastball cracked out of play, 1-1. Guerra got a two-out fastball up from Daniel Corniel, the starter last time, and muscled it into the left center field gap. Corniel allowed six hits, but just two runs. Slider driven well out to left field. Briseño racing back at the warning track, puts it away. Right as he made his first step onto the sand, the play was made. Guerra, a hard hit out number one. As strong as the swing was, looked like it just missed the barrel. Guerra was trying to answer back from the two-run shot in the bottom half off the bat of Luis Castillo. Seven up, seven down against Anthony Flores. Here's Colby Jones. First pitch, slider, strike one. Slider 82-83, fastball 87-88, but both have been deadly. Jones one for two. The pitch outside to even the count. Diaz tried to bring that one back to the outside corner to no avail. There's movement in the pen for the Mudcats. Fastball, ball two, once again off the outside corner. Right now it's just a man stretching for Carolina. Green Jackets have Anthony Garcia throwing in their bullpen. 2-1 to Colby. Slider bounced softly towards third and it rolls foul. If that would have stayed true off of where it initially bounced, could have been the second infield hit of the day for Colby Jones. Alas, now the count is 2-2 with one out in the seventh. Flores has been perfect through 2 1/3. Out of the windup. Fouled away off the front foot of Jones, and he'll limp down the first base line and get his bearings back. Got that one right off the exposed toe. Dominic Romero dusting off the plate, looking to give Jones a bit more time. Colby left the game early on Saturday, came up shaking his hand after sliding headfirst into first, trying and succeeding to beat out an infield single. Two-strike pitch, outside ball three. Backdoor slider a bit too far. Jones works the full count against Flores so far. Outfield shallow in the corners, deep in center, 3-2. Slider hammered towards the bullpen of the Mudcats, once more foul. Jones putting a good fight together against Anthony Flores, who right now is slated to be the starter on Sunday as well. He'll bounce back. Would be his first start at the single-A level. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Check swing, appeal to first. And he went around, says Liana Ricks. Jones thought he held back, and Colby muttering under his breath all the way back to the dugout. Look close from up here. No instant replay on the radio, of course. The hands held up, but the bat might have crossed too far for Liana's liking. Eight batters, eight outs for Flores. First pitch to Harry Owen. Chopped towards third base. Picked up on the line by Baez. High throw in time. Three consecutive 1-2-3 innings for Anthony Flores, and his night continues to dazzle. Time to stretch in Zebulon. 5-2 Mudcats.
At Wellstar, affiliated, Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Anthony Garcia takes the ball for Augusta. Ninth appearance with the Green Jackets. 1-2, a 6.65 ERA. Raven Corona, two hits, two runs in two innings. Miguel Briseño leads off the bottom half and takes strike one at the knees. Carolina has movement in the bullpen. Dikember Sanchez is throwing. 0-1 from Garcia is a slider that tips off the mid of Owen and towards the backstop. 1-1. Sanchez was only recently re-added from the injured list, so he'll get some work once again. 1-1 fastball gets the call for strike two on Briseño. Miguel 1-for-2 had the big swing in the second, gave the Mudcats the lead with a two-run, two-out double. 1-2 pitch. Slider, strike three. Garcia gets the chase, and Briseño is out number one. Fastball, curve, slider, and changeup for Garcia. The slider has been developed over each passing outing. Now he sees Blyberg Diaz at the bottom of the order, who has struck out twice. Garcia out of the windup, working quickly against Diaz. Breaking ball on the ground up the middle, base hit. Diaz splits the center of the diamond, has his first hit of the day. That will put Garcia in the stretch. Rodriguez will step in. Yeferi Rodriguez at the top, 1-for-2 with a walk. We'll take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Shorebirds up 3-0 at Down East. The Wood Ducks are now just a game above 500. A loss today brings them back even and could fall them as far as 5.5 games out of first. Running out of chances to make up ground. First pitch to Rodriguez is an off-speed in the dirt with a changeup. Kannapolis won the first half in the South Division. They lead 3-2 in Fayetteville in the top of the fifth. Had a rough weekend against Charleston. Garcia the pitch, and it's hammered back just above our heads. 1-2 the count off the facing of the upper deck. Salem hosting the Hillcats, two teams trying to make a run at the first place Fredericksburg Nationals. Garcia to the plate, bounced up the middle. Heel will take it himself, step on second, and then put it in his pocket as Rodriguez was flying down the line. Yoferi beats out the fielder's choice, but John Heel does get the lead out. Man at first now with two down for Juan Baez. 0-for-3 lined out to right his last time. Salem is currently up 5-2 on the Hillcats in the bottom of the fourth. They're just two games back of first. Fredericksburg's in Columbia to see the second-place team in the South, the Fireflies. And that game is tied at 3 in the fourth. First pitch to Baez is fouled back. Columbia's finally at full health. Fredericksburg has a lot of weapons in the rotation. That's a fun series to watch. Last year's third rounder for the Nats, Travis Sikora, is on the bump after throwing a no-hitter a couple weeks ago. He was nickeled and dimed to the tune of 3 earned runs, but had a lot of swings and misses today. And then Charleston currently blanking the Pelicans 3-0. On the ground towards short, Heel will flip to Jones, and back-to-back fielder's choices end the seventh. Jones makes a couple of plays, and working around the one-out single, Anthony Garcia posts a 0. Down by 3 after 7, Green Jackets need something to come back with.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Carolina goes to the bullpen once again and plucks out Dekember Sanchez. Appearance number 17 on the year for him with one of the best ERAs on the roster, 0.94. It is, in fact, the best on the roster and one of the best in all of the Carolina League. He'll face Luis Guanipa at the top. First pitch, broken bat over to first base. And for the second at bat in a row, Luis Guanipa grounds out on the first pitch he sees. A brisk start for Dekember Sanchez. Anthony Flores was perfect through three innings of relief. No base runners, five strikeouts. If he can replicate that on Sunday, the series finale could be a snooze fest for Augusta's offense. Guanipa 1-for-4. John Heel steps in 0-for-2. Takes a fastball below the zone at 92. Ton of sink on the fastball for Dekember Sanchez. Pairs a good slider with it as well. 1-0 bounce towards third, picked up in foul territory. It looked like it hit off the foot of John Heel. 1-1 the painful way. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets are expected to start Luis Aristeguieta. He's on track given last week's schedule. And they will take on Jason Woodward in his second start of the season, having been activated off the 60-day injured list a week and a half ago. Woodward worked just two innings last time, but did not give up a run. 1-1 to Heel. Bounce towards third, this time in fair territory. Bare hand attempt is no good from Baez, and it's an infield single. Green Jackets have had a couple infield singles towards third with Baez playing deep today. Heel, with his great speed, seemed destined to beat that out no matter how good the play was from Baez. One on, one out in the eighth. Green Jackets get their first base runner since the fourth inning. Heel 1-for-3 with a walk. On base twice. Multiple times on base for the third game in a row. Junior Garcia steps up, takes a changeup outside. Heel's now got a 5-game hit streak and an 8-game on base streak, both season highs. Sanchez out of the stretch, slightly open from the third base side. He'll pick off slowly over towards first. Checking on John Heel, who's 9 of 10 stealing in 21 games. Heel got a big lead over there. Held on by Batanti. Garcia chases below the knees, 1-1. Long swing from the left-hander. That's patented by Garcia. Working on shortening it down, especially in two-strike situations. Sanchez to the belt. 1-1 pitch. Inside, went with the slide step and hooked the fastball towards the body of Junior Garcia. Sanchez has worked across two levels this year. Spent the first 6 weeks of the FCL season down there in the ACL complex with the Brewers. Added to the roster on June 18th. 2-1, hard hit but foul down the right field line. Just wide of the first base bag where Batanti was standing guard. Another foul ball barreled by Junior Garcia. At some point, these are going to start transforming into hits. And Junior certainly will look forward to that day, and so do we. 2-2. Outside ball three, count goes full. And with five outs to play with, a walk would bring the tying run to the plate. Green Jackets looking for some late life, having not scored since the first. Pick over a bit closer. This time, Heel with a full-on Superman dive back in. Dirties up the uniform a bit. Always a good sign. Means you had a good day at the office. Three balls, two strikes. Runner goes. Pitches outside, ball four. Junior works the walk. Back-to-back base runners. Two on, one out for the cleanup man, Pat Cloizzi. And time is called for the first time today. Pitching coach Michael O'Neill is headed out to the mound. Brings the rest of the infield in along with the catcher, Diaz. While he takes this moment, we'll look at the Braves affiliate scorecard. Today was the final day of the Dominican Summer League season. The Braves lost to the Red Sox DSL team 5-1. DSL Braves finish at 15-37. High A Rome is in Greenville to take on the drive out of the Red Sox Association. And the driver up 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth in that ballgame. Mississippi's up 2-0 on Chattanooga. The Lookouts have the worst record in all of minor league baseball at 36-77. And Mississippi's got an early 2-0 lead. David Fletcher's playing second base rather than pitching today. He's got an RBI. And Gwinnett is in Louisville to see the bats, and Gwinnett's up 3-1. Braves are just getting going in their series against Philadelphia with a whole lot of injuries up at that level. Pat Cloizzi, 2 on and 1 out. First pitch from Dikember Sanchez is upstairs, ball one. Braves are currently up 1-0 at home against the Phils. Heel at second, Garcia at first. 5-2 game, top of the eighth. 1-0 on Cloizzi. Sanchez the pitch. Outside corner. Perfectly placed to even the count. Right at the knees. Sanchez usually very strong command, and opponents hitting just 160 against him since being promoted in June. Even count. Swatted through the left side. Base hit. Heel will get the wave around. Brasino comes up throwing. Not in time. The ball skitters away from Diaz, allowing Cloizzi to move up to second. It's an RBI single for Pat Cloizzi and a 5-3 game as Augusta has the tying run in scoring position. It was a late send from Winston Sawyer, who was starting to put his hands up. Then he saw that Brasino in left was charging in lackadaisically, not coming up throwing. And that little hesitation enabled the runner Heel to score easily. The throw was up the line late and bounced in. Second and third, one out for Titus Dimitriou with the corner infielders in. Fastball to the right side, and it will be knocked down in shallow right field. A single cut off by Dottori. RBI knock for Titus Dimitriou, his second. Garcia scores. Cloizzi up to third, 5-4. It got past the drawn-in first baseman, Batanti. Dottori was playing deep. He had to go three steps onto the outfield grass to slide and keep the ball there. That kept Cloizzi at third and for now keeps the Mudcats in front. Dimitriou's second RBI of the day. Men at the corners, one out for Will Verdung, who's 1-for-3. First pitch fastball called strike on the inside corner. Verdung, an RBI single back in the first, a pop-up and a strikeout since then. Tying run 90 feet away with one out in the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Swung through by Verdung on the running fastball. No balls and two strikes. Green Jackets have gotten themselves back within one. Trying to come up clutch. 0-2 pitch. On the ground is short. Could that be two? Guillarte, Dottori to first. It is. Another killer double play. How many of those have we seen this year? Green Jackets get within one, but the 6-4-3 double play keeps Augusta from bringing the run home.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to ton. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Anthony Garcia returns to the mound for the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets with a two spot in the top half make it 5-4. RBIs from Pat Cloizzi and Titus Dimitru put the tying run at third with one out, but a 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Will Verdung ends the prime opportunity. Eric Batanti will try to add some insurance here in the bottom of the eighth against Garcia. Batanti 0-3. First pitch from the right-hander is outside for ball one. Boy, that's just a back-breaking way to end the inning. Green Jackets had created some momentum all on their own, and it goes away like that. Popped up behind third. Long run for Guerra, drifting into the outfield for the catch. A running play for Mason Guerra gets the first out of the inning. So many times, Will Verdung has been the key piece, the hero in that moment. And that time on an 0-2 pitch with a sinker baller on the mound. He had to get something in the air to at least get a chance to get Cloizzi home. And instead he plays right into the goal of the pitcher Sanchez. First pitch slider misses high to Marco Dinges in his pro debut. 1-3 with a single and a run score. Grounded out to third his last time up. Slider misses low 2-0. Green Jackets have left on just 5 today. Mudcats only 3. Fastball in 3-0 on Dinges. Double play was a killer. Both sides have hit into one so far. Garcia the 3-0. Got the green light and popped up into right field. Junior Garcia drifting lazily to his left for the second out. Didn't expect to see Dinges get the green light in his first pro game, but wanted to see if he could ambush a fastball. Ended up a bit underneath and popped it out to Garcia. Green Jackets will have Guerra, Jones, and Owen 7-8-9 due up, and there's nobody moving in the pen for Carolina, so Sanchez will be going for the six-out save. Here's Filippo Dottori. Fastball high and out 1-0. Dottori two singles, two runs scored. And a strikeout to go with that. Anthony's 1-0 pitch. Late decision from Dottori. Strike one swinging. 6:30 starts all week long, at least on the weekdays here in Zebulon. Change up in the dirt. Good take by Dottori makes it 2-1. Green Jackets certainly don't mind that. Was a bit of a ride up here, just shy of 5 hours, north up 95 and 20. 2-1 fastball off the inside corner, but if you're going to make a drive this long, at least the squad got to stop at Bucky's, and that's really the important thing about these kind of road trips. There's always room for Bucky's. 3-1, bounce back up the middle, snared at eye level by Garcia, underhanded flip, and we head to the ninth. Green Jackets need one to tie and two to take the lead against Dikembe Sanchez.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Dikembe Sanchez looking for his second save of the season in five tries. He has blown three of them and did give up two runs in the eighth. Mason Guerra leading off. Colby Jones and Harry Owen behind him. Jackets got three hits, a walk, and two runs in the eighth inning. Sanchez first pitch of the ninth. On the ground to shortstop. Hard hit, but right to Guillarte. One pitch, one out. Seen a handful of those today for the Green Jackets. Outs immediately. Not a bad pitch to hit, but the sinker baller continues to induce ground balls. Got Verdung for the double play. And gets an identical pitch, an identical swing to start off. Colby Jones, 1-for-3. First pitch, taking all the way. It's a slider outside. Juan Baez, the third baseman, moves a bit closer towards home. Colby does have an infield single and has showed a bunt once before. 1-0 fastball, flared out to right field, charging in quickly, Castillo for the out. Back-to-back batters retired in the ninth, and the Green Jackets are down to their final man. It's Harry Owen. Have to play to the 27th out. Green Jackets just one to work with. First pitch from Sanchez, right down Broad Street, strike one. Owen not even bothering to swing. Bat never left his shoulder. Sanchez from the stretch, 0-1 pitch, fouled back. Either caught a piece of the umpire, Dominic Romero, or the catcher, Blyberg Diaz. Unsure which is correct. Either way, it's 0-2 on Owen. Harry's 0-3, strikeout, pop-up, and ground out. A long stare in from Diaz. Finally gets what he likes. Black glove at the belt, the 0-2. Inside, ball one. Target was low and away, a heavy miss for Sanchez. One run game in the ninth. Green Jackets have out-hit the Mudcats. 1-2. Inside, two balls, two strikes. Back-to-back misses off the inner corner. Harry staying patient to the last. Outfield deep everywhere. Two balls and two strikes. Popped straight back. Chase given by Diaz, but he runs out of room in a hurry. A game that was played on fast forward in the back half of the ball game. Each side scoring multiple runs in two half innings, and the rest have been zeros. Jackets want to play a little longer. 2-2 pitch. Inside once again. Ball three on another off-speed that didn't quite come back. Count goes full. Dikembe Sanchez against Harry Owen. Harry's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. On the ground to the left side. Base hit. Past the glove of Baez. Harry Owen with a two-out single. Tying run is aboard for Luis Guanipa. Luis is 1-for-4. He's swung at the first pitch in each of his last three tries, and the Green Jackets are going to go to a pinch runner. Wilmer De La Cruz is going to come on to run for Harry Owen.
Green Jackets number 26, Luis Guanipa.
Good speed for De La Cruz. Green Jackets have two catchers available as well. And Wilmer represents the tying run. De La Cruz is 3 of 4 stealing since being called up from the FCL. Guanipa 1 for 4 today. And time was called. The ball was never put back in play. Diaz delivered outside, or Sanchez, pardon me. Could have been 1-0, but the pitch does not count. Luis singled back in the first and scored. Grounded out each of his last two ABs. First pitch from Sanchez. Downstairs, ball 1 with 92. Sanchez, the sinker baller, trying to get his second save. De La Cruz, a short lead off of first. Check swing, appeal out to second. Leona Rick says he did not go. 2-0 count on Guanipa. Can afford to be picky here. Trying to bring that tying run home from first base. 2-0. Slider downstairs, ball 3. Close miss. Diaz did everything he could to bring that back into the zone. Dominic Romero was unfazed. 3 balls and no strikes on Luis Guanipa. John Heal is on deck. The pitch. Outside corner, strike 1. Guanipa never thought about swinging. The number 11 prospect in the Braves system. Looking to play hero or at least keep the ball game going. 3-1 pitch. Strike 2 on the outside corner, or close enough. Another good frame from Diaz, right on the edge. Full count. De La Cruz will be moving on the delivery. Back-to-back 3-2 counts with 2 outs. Sanchez adding to the intrigue. The pitch. On the ground to the left side. Backhanded by Guiarte. Going to have to hurry. The throw, not in time. It was a high arcing throw from Guiarte. Did his best just to get the ball over there from deep in the hole. Guanipa with his second infield single, tying run in scoring position. Out comes Michael O'Neill, the pitching coach. The Green Jackets refusing to concede. Back-to-back outs to start the ninth. Harry Owen goes from 0-2 to 3-2. And chops a single through the left side. Guanipa comes up, hits one in almost the same spot. This time it's backhanded by Guiarte. But with Luis running hard, despite the strong arm that Guiarte possesses, didn't have the opportunity to get the ball there in time. Guanipa represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth. John Heal is 1 for 3. A walk, a flyout, strikeout, and single. Had an infield single his last time up in front of Juan Baez. De La Cruz being held by Dettori at second. First pitch. Inside, strike 1. Heal, the 18-year-old shortstop out of Santo Domingo. 0-1 from Sanchez. Bounce towards third and foul. Picked up by Winston Sawyer in the coaching box. Nothing in 2 the count. Another 2-strike count for Dekember Sanchez. He's been here in each of the last 3 batters. Trying to strand the tying run at second base. 0-2 pitch. Good take outside. Close fastball. Not close enough. Guanipa getting a huge lead off of first. Crowd making noise for the final strike. 1-2 delivery. Fouled away off the edge of the bat on the slider. The sharpest breaking ball that Sanchez has showed this inning. Heal was out in front but had enough contact. 5-4 game for Carolina. Dekember Sanchez delivers. Inside 2-2. Slider nearly came back to the inside corner. That's as close as they get. Heal has even the count 2-2. Sanchez on the third base side of the rubber. Black and blue glove at the belt. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him chasing the breaking ball. Sanchez didn't look his best, but is able to hold tight when he needed to most. With a 5-4 win, the Mudcats take the series opener over the Green Jackets.
Kids, if you want to run the bases just like the Mudcats, now is the time to head over.
Green Jackets out hit their opponent in a loss for the fourth time in a row. Come up just a little bit short. 5-4 your final. Augusta 11 hits to Carolina's 8. Green Jackets left on 7 while Carolina left on just 3. Green Jackets were 4 for 12 with runners in scoring position. And that proved to be their undoing. Augusta, to their credit, battled to the very end. Put up 2 runs in the 8th. Looked like they had a chance to tie. A great pitch from Dikember Sanchez got the double play from Verdung. That ended the threat. And then after Anthony Garcia did his job on the back end and did not allow a base runner in the bottom of the 8th, Augusta threatened with 2 outs. Harry Owen and Luis Guanipa each knocking 2 out base hits. Put the tying and go-ahead runs on. But Dikember Sanchez, saving his best slider for last, got John Heel fishing. Anthony Flores gets the win. He's 1-0 at the single-A level. First decision for him in 4 tries. Garrett Bauman takes the loss. 4 innings, 3 runs, all of which came in the 2nd. The other 3 innings all went 1-2-3, but Garrett couldn't quite escape that big inning. He's now 5-5. Dikember Sanchez will get his 2nd save in 5 tries with the Mudcats. As we mentioned, today through Friday, all 6:30 starts, Saturday at 5 and Sunday at 1:30. Tomorrow, 18-year-old Luis Arestigueta will get his 2nd start with the Green Jackets. And he will be countered by Jason Woodward, a 4th rounder in last year's draft, who's been on the shelf until about 2 weeks ago. Made his first appearance, went 2 scoreless innings in a start. So he will certainly have a couple arms behind him that Augusta will look to get out and attack. The offense continues to improve for the Green Jackets, and it showed today 11 hits. That's the most we've seen in the last 30 games for Augusta. Multi-hit days for Luis Guanipa, Pat Cloizzi, and Titus Dimitru. 2 RBIs for Titus, first multi-RBI game of his career. Guanipa showing off his speed on a pair of infield singles. Cloizzi just continues to impress. On base 3 times with a run scored and a run driven in. Pat's been a revelation, and Augusta hopes that this will continue. Carolina, a playoff-bound team, and it showed tonight. Did just enough, including the big bomb that ended up being the difference, that piece of insurance that came in the 6th. A 2-out, 2-run homer from Luis Castillo. His team-high 16th home run of the year off of Raben Corona gave what was at the time a 3-run cushion, and that cushion held up enough for Augusta to fail to come back. Time of the ball game, a short one here as the middle innings flew by. Even with the added pressure of the 9th, it was still just 2 hours and 2 minutes on your final game time here from Five County Stadium in front of a crowd of 922. So a bit sparse on the midweeks, as it often is here in Zebulon. But we certainly look forward to seeing what kind of crowds Friday and Saturday bring and how the fans truly show up in the final couple homestands of the year. We will see you at 6:20 tomorrow for the Tax Slayer pregame show here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. But tonight, we bid you adieu. Green Jackets fall 5-4. Carolina, despite being out-hit, outscores the Jackets, and that's all it really takes. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thank you so much for being with us. We will see you tomorrow as the Jackets look to get back in the win column.